Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today, episode 60, actually 61, and when you count episode 0, Saturday Scrawl number 9, Hob and Other Names for Goblins and Such. But first, a call-in from the man himself, Colin Green, who we all know as Spike Pit.
Hi Larry, it's Colin, Spike Pit. Just calling in regarding your episode on video games, mate. And not specifically the video game element, but some of the stuff you said about online community and friendship with people you never met. And I feel very similar to you. It's a strange thing, but you do, I think, perhaps listening to the podcast, you're kind of hearing real voices and stuff like that, and you kind of feel a little bit more attached to some of the people that you listen to regularly. And for me, I work in a fairly solitary kind of job as a gardener. I get on all right with some of my customers and chat with them and stuff. But yeah, I would really miss that sense of community spirit if it wasn't there. So yeah, very, very pertinent what you had to say. Anyway, take care, mate. Bye then.
Thanks, Colin. I've been using the internet for ages. My goodness, over 2 decades, I would say. And through email and text, I've met people all over the world. There are many I wish I could meet in person. Not all of them are in the realm of gaming, because I didn't get into online gaming until the last 6 or 7 years. Or, well, actually less than 5 years ago. And Roll20 has allowed me to game with people from England to Australia. So that's been really cool to interact with people all over the world and have them enjoy the content that I've shared. And this even more instantaneous interaction via podcasts and call-ins and hangouts and other things is just amazing. This was all science fiction when I was a kid, and to see it all become reality is, when you stop and think about it, just mind-blowing. Stuff that was impossible at one time because the technology and the networks to make it work didn't exist. So I'm very thankful that technology has allowed me to connect with everybody. And Colin had a second call-in.
Hi Larry, it's Colin. Just a quick message to say I'm not neglecting you, mate. I've got your call in, your Stars Without Number call in, but I've got a bunch of episodes that I'm trying to put together and release, and I want to put your message with my next chat with John. It's in the pipeline at the moment, but seriously, I don't want you thinking that I'm ignoring you. You know, I really value your call-ins. I think you've really hit your stride lately, and I'm enjoying your stuff. So yeah, I thought it'd been a little while, and I should let you know that I value your input, mate. Have a good weekend. Catch you later.
Hey, Colin, no worries. You've jumped in the deep end, and you've generated a lot of episodes and side projects on top of your regular gaming, and it's all good. I'm not worried. And to all the other podcasters who may worry about a call-in not getting published right away, it's okay. If you have to save up all your call-ins and do an all-in call-in episode, or use them right away, or if you even go back and add them to the episode that they're related to, it's all good. I don't need to hear my own voice. I call in when I feel I've got something to add, and it's all good. I look forward to the rest of your episodes. I think I'm finally caught up. A few years back, I mentioned it somewhere, I think maybe on the Discord for the Anchorites, that as long as you're not referring to a halfling, the word hobbit is an open name to describe a creature in a game or work of fiction. And I can say that because the exact word hobbit, H-O-B-B-I-T, appears in a series of tracts or pamphlets known as the Denham Tracts by a Michael Denham that he published between 1846 and 1859, and then they were gathered into a book form by a James Hardy for the Folklore Society in 2 volumes in 1892 and 1895. In the tracts, there is a very long list of all these different names for elves and dwarves and goblins and sprites and whatnot, basically diminutive creatures, and hobbit appears in the list right before hobgoblin. And since the word hobbit in print predates Tolkien's novel by anywhere from 78 to 91 years, it's okay to use that word as long as you aren't trying to describe what we all know as a halfling. And hob is a word often prepended to other terms or for starting longer words, so like hobgoblin or some such. And I'll link in the show notes the Wikipedia article on the Denim Tracks, where you can read this long list. But it's Tolkien who reformulated elves to be noble angelic beings, far more noble than humans. And originally, in folklore, elves were considered evil, or, in perhaps a benign form, mischievous spirits whose actions usually caused some misfortune. And it's Dungeon Crawl Classics that seeks to make elves more like folklore. For example, they're hurt by iron, and they all worship the King of Elfland, and it all ties back to Appendix N. But if you dig through Wikipedia, if you don't have time to locate books, you can find long lists of different kinds of creatures from folklore, and because they're folkloric terms from long before the 1920s, you can easily use those terms to describe your own creatures as long as you don't describe something that has become trademarked, like hobbit. I can't think of any other terms that have become used to a point where they describe something else. So as long as it's a word that you're able to verify has been published before some so-called trademark or copyright, you can use it. Now, it's the unique instance of taking a common word, well, maybe not common, but a known word, and using it for your own thing. So if you come up with a hobbit to describe a creature and you care to publish it, you can't be sued as long as you're not describing the same thing that we would all know as a hobbit or a halfling as per Tolkien. But it's really cool. Some of these names are just crazy what they come up with. I encourage you to look at that. Let me just pull up and read a few of these. So let's see. Ghosts, boggles, bloody bones, spirits, demons, ignis fatui, brownies, bugbears, black dogs, specters, shelly coats, scarecrows, witches, wizards, bar guests, Robin Goodfellows, hags, night bats, scrags, breaknecks, phantasms, hobgoblins, hobhillards, boggy bows, dobbies, hobthrusts, fetches, kelpies, warlocks, mockbeggars, mumpokers, jimmy birdies, urchins, satyrs, pans, fauns, sirens, tritons, centaurs, calcars, nymphs, imps, incubuses, spoorns, men in the oak, hellwains, firedrakes, kittacansticks, tomtumblers, melchdicks, lars, kittywitches, hobby lanthorns, dickatuesdays, elf fires, gilburnttails, knockers, elves, rawheads, meg with the wads, old shocks, oofs, padfoots. There you go, padfoot. You can use that term, pad-foot. Pixies, picktrees, giants, dwarfs, tompokers, tutgots, snapdragons, sprets, spunks, conjurers, thurses, spurns, tarntarabobs, swathes, tents, Todd Lowry's, jack-in-the-wads, mormoss, changelings, redcaps, yethhounds, colt pixies, tom-thumbs, blackbugs, boggarts, scarbugs, shagfoles, hodge poachers, hob thrushes, bugs, bull beggars, bygorns, bowls, caddies, bowmen, brags, wraiths, wafts, flay boggarts, fiends, galley trots, imps, guy trashes, patches, hobbin lanthorns, gringes, boguests, bonelesses, peg pallers, pucks, fays, kidnappers, galley beggars, hudskins, knickers, madcaps, trolls, robinettes, friars, lanthorns, silkies, called lads, death hearses, goblins, hobheadlesses, bugaboos, cows with a K, or cows, K-O-W-E-S, nickies, knacks, wraiths, miffies, buckies, ghouls, sylphs, guests, swarths, frights, frights, Guy Carlins, pygmies, chitty faces, nixies, Ginny burnt tails, dudmen, hellhounds, doppelgangers, boggle bows, bogies, red men, portunes, grants, hobbits, hobgoblins, brown men, cowies, dunnies, weary cows, alholdus, or alholds, I'm not sure you say that one, mannequins, follets, corids, lubricans, clericons, kobolds, leprechauns, cores, mares, corids, puckles, corrigans, sylvans, succubuses, black men, shadows, banshees, leon hanshees, clabbernappers, gabriel hounds, mawkins, doubles, corpse lights or candles, scrats, mahounds, trows, gnomes, sprites, fates, fiends, sibyls, nicknevins, white women, fairies, thrummycaps, cutties and nisses, apparitions of every shape, make, form, fashion, kind, and description, that there was not a village in England that had not its own peculiar ghost. So that's a little bit of a quote there. There's all kinds of names and terminology, and those are just the ones from England. I'm not sure of the exact geography, but it's easy to find long lists of different kinds of creatures and stop and think what sort of weird thing this might describe. I haven't dug into the etymology of the words and word fragments to see if I can figure out what some of these may indicate they are. Now, the ones that we've all heard of, either through folklore or that role-playing games have introduced us to the name, some of them are nowhere near what the actual folklore is. But if you're looking for names, you don't have to necessarily invent them. Go back to folklore. I'm curious about this list. I found it, like I said, a few years ago. It was making the rounds online, and I thought I had saved a link to that, and I could not find it. So it took me a few hours to get the right combination of terminology to get it to give me the link I was looking for. And now I've saved it off, and now I've got this podcast, and I'll have links. And I'm probably going to do a blog post to go along with this. I just think it's interesting. One of the struggles we all have is coming up with good names. So we all struggle to come up with good names to describe our creatures. Well, here's some really weird names that, what the heck do these mean? Maybe you can find out a little description about what the folklore says. And if you don't like that description, you can just take the name and make your own description to go with it. I'm curious. Have you ever statted up a creature from fiction? In my own case, I statted out the Symphalian birds for my own use. I included them in my hex in Tinkar's Black Isle, my section, The Screaming Swamp. I'll have to locate the stats on those. Those are birds that had bronze feathers and shot their feathers out and were also poisonous that Hercules faced in his many trials. So I'd be interested to hear what creatures from myth and fiction have you statted out, and have you actually used them in play? I've yet to use any of the creatures I've statted out in play, other than I made some magic statues that animate when you try to access a guarded area. I'm curious to hear what you've put together and how they might be used. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!